the love of God and can never be severed from God's love and from His grace. Can never lose their eternal life. You can't cease to be a child of God. Everyone that is a child of God is a child of God by God's grace, on purpose, cannot cease to be a child of God. There's a lot of scriptures we could go to, and we don't have time. But the Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippians, and in the first chapter, and he says, being confident of this very thing, that he that hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He says, he that hath begun, God, the Holy Spirit that hath begun a good work in you, will perform it. He didn't say he'd leave it up to you. He said he will. He will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, until Christ returns. Now, if it's a good work and God begins it, I've heard people say that God will begin the work and just leave you in the balance for you to make the decision whether you want to be a child of God or whether you want to be born of God, if you'll just accept that is God is working with you, but he leaves it up to you. Well, that's not what Paul said, is it? He said, he that hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Not up to you, not up to me, not up to the sinner, is it? But I'm confident, aren't you? I'm confident that he that hath begun a good work in us will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You can't lose your divine nature. Can't lose it, can you? You can't lose spiritual life. Jesus said that my sheep hear my voice in John 10. My sheep. Who hears his voice? My sheep. They're already his sheep. They're his by covenant. They're already his. They're given to him by the Father. He says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. I love them. And they follow me. I think that following is in the work of regeneration or grace that he begins in the heart. And therefore, he says, they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. They shall never perish. I believe what Jesus said, that the sheep shall never spoil, they shall never perish eternally. He says, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. No man can take them away from Christ. The devil can't take them away from Christ. No power in this world can take them out of the hand of Jesus Christ. He's able to keep what he saved from falling away so far that is, they cannot lose spiritual eternal life. There's a lot of scriptures we could go to. Psalm 37, though, explains and supports what is written over here in the New Testament. In Psalm 37, it says, for the Lord loveth judgment, this is verse 28, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. Now, how long? Forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and they shall dwell therein forever. How long? Forever. You see, God's people are kept by the power of God. They are kept by Jesus Christ. They're in his hand. They have been redeemed. They are saved. They are preserved. And they are kept. And they cannot finally fall away. That is from being a child of God. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Colossians and says, for you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. If your life is hid with Christ in God, who's going to take you out of Christ? Somebody says you can take yourself out of Christ. No, because your life is hid with Christ. Christ would have to be defeated and dethroned, and God would have to cease to exist, and that's an impossibility. God's eternal. God is sovereign. Jesus Christ is the eternal Savior. He is the Redeemer. He's the Keeper. And if your life is hid with Christ in God, and Christ is our life, how are you going to be taken out of Christ? It's an impossibility. Nobody can take you out. The devil can't take you out. And you can't take yourself out. Somebody says that promotes you to just live any way you want to. No. It gives God's people the incentive to live like they should here in this life, because of what is in them, what is in us. But that does not mean that in our lives that we cannot falter and stumble, because we're still sinners, you see. I've had people accuse me, say, "You don't believe in preaching to sinners." I said, "Yeah, I do. I preach to a bunch of them every Sunday morning, and I'm one of them. I preach to them. But these are sinners that are in Christ, that are saved, that are believing, children of God." So if your life is hid with Christ in God, you cannot be taken out of Christ, because Christ is our life. And is anybody going to take His life? That is anybody going to destroy Jesus Christ? No. His life is indestructible. And our life is in Christ. It's hid with Christ in God. But we can stumble, but it will not. They will not sever us from being a child of God. In fact, in Psalm 37, it says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." That is, the Lord has ordered the steps of His people that they should take while they live here in this life. The steps of a good man's got to be a child of God. If it's a good man, a righteous man, must be a child of God. But the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down. I like that, don't you? Though he fall. Now, all of us can fall in the sense that we can stumble and we can fall as children of God in our spiritual lives here in this world. Children of God can fall morally. You read the life of David, the life of Solomon. God was angry with Solomon, and yet God loved Solomon. But he took up idols. How many wives and concubines did he have? Can you imagine all those wives and concubines, and then he took up worshiping idols? And God was angry. And he suffered the consequences. But he was not utterly cast down. In Psalm 89, it says, "If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with a rod, and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. I will not lie unto David," because God cannot lie. God cannot break his promise. God cannot renege on the promise that he has made, because he is God. And he is faithful. He says, "My faithfulness shall not fail. Though his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments," though we fall in the sins that we break his law and walk not in his judgments, I'm thankful. I believe that God holds us in his hands. Yet there's stripes. There's chastisement in our lives when we do that. A child of God cannot escape if he is disobedient, the chastising hand of God. That is a sure thing in our lives. Cannot. A child of God, he can do wrong. We can do wrong. But we can't get away with it. Because God chastens his people. He chastens us. The Apostle Paul said that I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we can't be separated, can we, from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. But you know, God's people can, they can become unstable in their life. And we can even become unstable if we allow Satan or the flesh to get the better of us in our lives. We can become unstable. God's people can become unstable in the doctrine, the truth. They can become unstable in that. You read over here in the churches of Galatia. Now, what churches do you think they were? Well, they were Primitive Baptist churches, weren't they? They were Primitive Baptist churches. But somebody come along preaching another gospel. You see, and got them off track. Another gospel, not the gospel of Jesus Christ, another gospel, which is not the gospel of Christ. And so the Apostle Paul, you know, he wrote them and he warns them. This is the church of Jesus Christ, churches in Christ. He says, "O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you?" Somebody had come along and bewitched them and cast a spell in the sense that had got them off track of believing the truth that was set before them and that they were established in, and got them off track. Somehow they had got off track by those that had come preaching another gospel. But the Apostle Paul, he's setting them straight. He's writing them again. He said unto them, he says, "Christ has become of no effect unto you." He didn't say for you, he said unto you. "Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace." Somebody says, "Now see there, preacher, it says you fall from grace." But what he's saying there, you have fallen from the steadfastness and the belief that salvation is by grace. You've fallen from that. You've fallen from that. You haven't fallen out of the love of God. No, they're still the churches. But he says you have fallen from grace because you've been deceived to be justified by the law. I'll tell you, whatever bondage that God's people get into, and there's a lot of different phases of bondage in our day and time, but that bondage that God's people are in believing something that is contrary to God's word and that salvation is of the Lord, it is bondage. No matter what kind of bondage you want to, you know, there's a lot of different kinds. But these brethren were falling back into bondage, believing. Now, they weren't denying that Jesus died. They just didn't believe he finished the work. That is, they had come to deny that we got to be circumcised to be saved, you know. Something's got to be added to it. If you add anything to what Jesus did, or if you take anything away, you'll be in bondage. And you'll fall from your steadfastness. We should not be led away with the error of the wicked, but be steadfast and unmovable in the things that we hold to and believe. I tell you what, I'm glad I'm an old Baptist, aren't you? I'm glad I can be identified with people who hold to the truth, hold to it, because it'll comfort you in the worst times of life, in heartache, in trial, in tribulation, in sickness, you can depend upon the truth of Christ. He's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. No sin. Faultless before the presence of His, before His divine presence, He's going to present us faultless. Now, we're already redeemed, and in a sense, because He's justified us, we are free from sin, and therefore, we are without blame before God in Christ. But He's going to wipe all of it away, faultless before the presence of His coming with exceeding joy. I think that's God's joy. That God, in His joy, will bring us out of this world, and Jesus Christ will present us faultless and flawless, holy and whole, body, soul, and spirit. He will preserve us in body, soul, and spirit unto His heavenly kingdom. Body, soul, and spirit to His heavenly kingdom, faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. May God bless you with these thoughts, and thank you for your good attention.